Today's recording is dedicated by Matisyahu Brown in honor of his wife Rachel on the occasion of her birthday today, with the blessing that she may have a year with much success in all things physical and spiritual and to feel how they are the same. When Rabbi Shneur Zalman of Liadi, the Alter Rebbe, the author of the Tanya, was taken to jail, as we spoke about at the beginning of the week, he was taken for 53 days to death row. He was in jail 53 days, which lay correspond to the 53 chapters of Tanya. He was taken to jail and interrogated horribly for that whole time until he was finally let out on the 19th of Kislev. When he was in jail and he would be interrogated by the Russians, by the gendarmes, he was actually being held in a prison known as the Peter Paul Fortress on the River Neva in Petersburg, capital at the time of Russia. And he was taken across the river, which is where the headquarters of those, the police and whoever the Russian officials were that were interrogating him, was across the river. And so each time he would be interrogated, he would be taken in a little boat across the river from where he was being kept in prison to the headquarters of where those that were interrogating him were. As we learned, he was being charged with high treason. So he was taken quite often across this river to be questioned. One time, one of the nights, as he was being taken across the river in this boat, it was the beginning of a month, I guess the month of either Cheshvan or the month of Kislev. And the Alter Rebbe saw that it was time to say Kiddush Levana, the sanctification of the new moon, the special prayer that's said upon seeing the new moon at the beginning of the month. And by the way, before I go on with the story, if you could just picture that in your mind, the Alter Rebbe being taken at night on the boat to be interrogated. It's a very moving picture. But anyway, so he had to say Kiddush Levana. So he asked the gendarmes, the Russian guards that were rowing the boat, could you please stop the boat? I want to stand up. I want to say a prayer over the moon. And they looked at him like he was nuts, like he was crazy. What? He was on death row. He was on capital. He was supposed to capital crime. He was being accused of. They started laughing at him. They're like, "We're not going to stop the boat for you." So the Alter Rebbe did whatever the Alter Rebbe does, whatever tzaddikim do, and he made the boat stop. And the Russians were like trying to get the boat to move. They were trying to move it and the boat could not move. The Alter Rebbe had done something and made that the boat couldn't move. And these Russian officers were shocked. They were these soldiers. They were shocked. They were so impressed and intimidated by this miracle that the Alter Rebbe had done. They were in awe of him, like their mouths dropped. And then the Alter Rebbe, whatever, moved his hand or winkled his nose, whatever he did, and he made the boat go again. And he then said to the guards, "Could you now please stop the boat?" Now, of course, by this point, the guards knew who they were dealing with. They saw that it was a man of God, and they were very in awe of him. So they, of course, stopped the boat, and the Alter Rebbe was able to say Kiddush Levana, the sanctification of the new moon. That's the story. But the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Rayatz, once asked the very obvious question. In Yiddish, you say, Moichel Toivis, like, "I don't need your favors." He stopped the boat already. He already, the Alter Rebbe, caused the boat to stop. Why did he have to let the boat go and then ask a toiva, ask a favor again from these Russian guards? What do you need to ask a favor for? He already had caused the boat to stop. Why did he have to let it go and then ask the guards that they should stop the boat? But the previous Rebbe explained, because the purpose of creation, the whole purpose for which the world was created, is to come to the messianic revelation of the truth of God, that God is the only thing that exists, Einod Milvado, Hashem is a true unity, and everything is just His revelation. And Torah mitzvahs, and for that redemption of reality to happen, the natural world as it is, without any miracles, like the Rambam says, there won't be miracles when Mashiach comes. The natural world as it is has to be shown to be one with Hashem, meaning that's why Torah and mitzvahs that draw down God's infinite light, that reveal that truth of Hashem's infinite light within the vessels of finitude and everything that we see, Torah and mitzvahs have to be performed without any miracles. In the natural world, when the Alter Rebbe caused that boat to stop miraculously, at that moment there was a suspension of reality. It wasn't the regular world. It was the world functioning in a supernatural state. And the purpose of Torah mitzvahs is to show the world, natural, mundane, regular world, what you're looking right at right now when you look out the window, or even inside the room you're sitting with everything that's on the table in front of you. All that is God's infinite being revealing himself. And for that revelation of Mashiach to happen, Torah mitzvahs have to be performed within the limitations of nature. You see, a lot of people, to be honest, they'll say they don't really, really, really want Mashiach to come. And if you press them, they'll say, why not? Why are you afraid of Mashiach? And they'll tell you, well, I have a big, beautiful house. And like when Mashiach comes, like the world's going to be destroyed. California is going to fall off the map. There'll be some kind of apocalypse. And the whole Jewish people are going to move to the old city of Jerusalem. We're all going to live in little cramped apartments in the old city and little side streets. And we're all going to stand all day in the temple watching the blood of animals being thrown on the altar. So if that's your conception of redemption, of course you don't want Mashiach to come, but it's a lie. That's not what redemption is. That's the destruction of reality, not the redemption of reality. The redemption of reality is the Alter Rebbe taught. In Hebrew, the word for redemption is geula. Geula means redemption. In Hebrew, the word for exile is gola. Gola is exile. The difference between the word gola, which is exile, and geula, which is redemption, is one aleph. That one aleph always means God, the one, the oneness of reality. And redemption is just putting that aleph, God, into the exile, meaning that the same world as you see now in exile, it's not going to change. It'll be the same world that you see right now. Of course, the negative things and evil will stop. But the natural order of the world is going to be the same. Your same house, your same bedroom, your same kitchen. Just one difference. You're going to see God's unity looking out at you from every detail of reality, including yourself. And for that to happen, we have to do Torah mitzvahs with all the challenges and obstacles and difficulties that the natural world has, because the whole purpose is to show that the natural world is essentially one with God. And therefore, as we go on and prepare for the 19th of Kislev, that special day, we have to focus on becoming more aware of this unity of Hashem. Get out of smallness. Get out of looking at the world as separate details. Hear what Rumi said. This is how a human being can change. There is a worm addicted to eating grape leaves. Suddenly he wakes up. Call it grace, whatever. Something wakes him and he is no longer a worm. He is the entire vineyard and the orchard too. The fruit, the trunks, a growing wisdom and joy that does not need to devour. We have to wake up. But unlike the other mystics from other traditions, we have to bring that reality and wake up that reality into the world that we see. That's what Torah mitzvahs are. It's revealing that awakening, that enlightenment of all of reality through keeping Torah mitzvahs in the natural world. And most importantly, the most important part of the natural world to rectify is our own minds, our own Chabad, our own awareness, our own ability, Chochmah Bina Das, to be able to understand and live with and meditate with this truth. That all of reality is essentially Hashem's revelation, and Hashem is the only thing that exists, and that is the ultimate joy and the ultimate wisdom. And with that, we will no longer ever need to devour, but be able to constantly be in the joy of being one with Hashem. We should see it finally today.